Well, it is for the time being, and as long as the weather holds out, the reality is that we're not going to be able to perform indoors for quite a while yet. And since we are a performing arts organization, we had to get innovative and find another way to do it.
Take me back over the last few months and talk about the Grand Opera House and how you have had to become innovative. How much money are you guys losing because of COVID-19?
Well, we estimate it's going to take us $2 million to get open again and $5 million to get us back to the place where we were at the beginning of 2020. We canceled over 50 performances in the spring. Many of those got rescheduled to the summer and have again been rescheduled to the fall or into 2021. We had over $1 million in ticket liabilities when we were forced to close our doors back in March. So it has had a devastating impact on the Grand in the short term, but the Grand has always been an innovative organization, and so this has given us an opportunity to try a few things that are different. Concerts by Car is one of them. Our Summer in the Parks program, which we do in cooperation with the city, has been ongoing. And we're continually planning and looking ahead and looking for ways that we can continue to bring programming and services to Wilmington and Delaware until we're able to get back into our theaters.
Before we talk about the latest Concerts by Car, Mark, can the Grand come back from this?
Oh, absolutely. The Grand can come back. It's not going to be easy by any means, but it's kind of inconceivable to think of Wilmington without the Grand Opera House in the center of it. Before the pandemic, we were bringing 200,000 people a year to downtown Wilmington, and those people didn't just come to shows at the Grand. They ate in restaurants downtown, and they shopped in stores, and they parked in parking lots. And so the Grand is really an integral part of the Wilmington economy. And so I think most people realize the importance of the Grand, and we expect it's going to be a team effort to bring it back. And it's going to take everybody.
So when will your next event be? When will the next Concerts by Car be? What can we expect?
Well, this Saturday night, it'll be Montana Wild Axe, which is a very popular Delaware-based band, jam band, and tickets are on sale now. They're going very well, but there are still car spots for cars. We don't sell seats for Concerts by Car. It's parking spaces, and it's going to be a fun evening. We've really seen a variety of entertainment over the last month and a half, and look forward to more Concerts by Car in the future. And we're looking at other ideas of ways that we might be able to do things on a smaller scale closer to home, too.
Have you branched out on your own with this latest effort, or is this in conjunction again with the Riverfront Development Corporation?
Well, Riverfront Development Corporation has been a partner with all of the Concerts by Car that we've done so far. They're planning their own program separately in another space on a slightly different scale. But Concerts by Car was really an idea of the Grand that we worked on in partnership with Newcastle County and with the city of Wilmington. But PNC came on board, Light Action, which is a theater production company, came on board and has helped provide the lighting and sound at a deep discount. So it's really been a situation of all sorts of people getting involved to make something happen. And you know, we like to be entertained, and there's only so much you can watch on your TV, and the live experience we know is different and better. And so I think we've met a need in the community by giving people a way to come out safely and still enjoy live entertainment.
Where can people get information about this latest Concerts by Car?
The tickets are on sale online at our website, which is thegrandwilmington.org.
All right, that was Mark Fields, the executive director of the Grand. The other half of this partnership, as you heard Mark say, was the Riverfront Development Corporation. I want to talk now to Joe Valenti. He's the marketing manager for the RDC, about how the partnership actually came about. Take me back to that moment. Why was that decision made? And then let's talk about some of the new shows coming up, because this drive-in concert series is continuing, right?
It is, yes. The Grand had originally made the decision. They were working with the Delaware Stadium Corporation and the Wilmington Blue Rocks to use the Frawley Stadium parking lot to provide some drive-in concerts where people will be safely socially distanced and able to, you know, experience the show from their from their vehicles. Really just more than anything is a way to help support the arts locally and just get people out in the community, give them some things to do where they can actually enjoy some live music and enjoy some semblance of, you know, normal entertainment for the summertime.
All right. So under our belt already, how many drive-in concerts have we had so far?
They have had three they've hosted thus far.
And what is the feedback you're getting from people that are going?
So far, everything's been great. People have really enjoyed the both the, you know, the types of acts, the different acts that they've brought out, and also the just the experience in general. And being able to, again, really just enjoy something this summer where they can, you know, be outside, be with other people, but still be safe and be socially distant and just, you know, enjoy the atmosphere.
Before we talk about new shows coming up, talk about how the setup works. What happens when you arrive?
Well, when you pull in, you just drive right up. You actually show attendance for the show, your ticket, either that you printed or on your phone. They're able to, to determine what, you know, your ticket status and then allow you to come in. They park you directly in a spot where you are alternated so that each, you know, the every spot is parked basically in every other spot so that you are have a good about 8 feet on either side of you from another car. So then when you pull up, you're able to park your car and bring out a chair, a lawn chair if you brought one, and sit in front of your vehicle or next to it and enjoy the show, or sit right in your car and watch the show there. They are all the shows are also simulcast on an FM frequency that they give out once you arrive, so that you can listen with your windows up if you wanted to, you know, leave the air conditioner on or if the weather's a little inclement, something like that.
Want to remind people we're talking to Joe Valenti. Joe is the marketing manager for the Riverfront Development Corporation of Delaware. I hate to use this phrase because I've heard so many people say, I hate it, I hate this phrase. Is this the new normal? Is this the way we're going to do concerts from now on?
It is an overused phrase, or at least becoming one, isn't it? I think for the time being, I mean, obviously, I think hopefully we all, you know, hope and assume and think that we'll get back to something where we're able to do things a little bit more what normal was prior to all of this. But I think for the time being, at least for the, you know, the remainder of this year and into next year, it is going to be the only really feasible way, at least to safely enjoy live music and live entertainment.
Talk to me about the upcoming concerts. What can we expect?
Sure. So, you know, the Grand has had their series that they're running at the Frawley Stadium parking lot, which has been going spectacular. They have at least one more upcoming, maybe a couple more. On August 22nd, which is a Saturday evening, the Riverfront Development Corporation, Riverfront Wilmington directly, is actually putting on a show of their own in the commuter lot, which is behind Frawley Stadium, which is a little bit of a larger lot, sort of a little bit of a bigger stage. It will be a regional sort of cover band. They're called the Amish Outlaws. They perform a wide range of pop, rock, R&B, hip-hop, sort of every kind of genre of music. It's a really fun show, very interactive. Even socially distanced and in cars, they're able to, you know, provide a pretty interactive show. They have a really large regional following. So we're looking forward to a really great evening with them, and actually a local R&B and rock group, Best Kept Soul, is going to be opening for them. So that starts at 7:30 on August 22nd in our commuter lot in on the riverfront.
And how much does this cost?
Tickets are $25 per person. So when you visit our website, riverfrontwilm.com, you're redirected to a ticket site where you actually, you know, you set it up by carloads. You would do one carload, but then you purchase tickets per how many people are going to be with you.
Joe, how many more weeks or months do you expect the drive-in concerts to last?
Well, I think that it's going to be at least running through into early fall. Obviously, weather will start to dictate what we're able to do. Live music in cold weather and in inclement weather is a little bit more difficult, obviously. But I think that it's something that we've definitely seen some success with, and I think we're going to continue to do, again, like I said, you know, for at least the foreseeable future, while this is a, you know, safe, viable option.
Do you have anybody else booked right now?
We do not specifically. We're looking at this one show for the Riverfront, just to kind of sort of a, you know, see how this goes. And we've really brought in a group that I think has a lot of local following with Best Kept Soul, and then regional following with the Amish Outlaws. So we're hoping for a successful, fun night, and then we're just kind of go from there and reassess.